A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus said my Lord God of hosts, go in to see that steward, that Shebna, in charge of the palace, and say to him, I will hurl you from your station, and you shall be torn down from your stand. And in that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. And I will invest him with your tunic, gird him with your sash, and deliver your authority into his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the people of Judah. I will place the keys of David's house on his shoulders, and what he unlocks, none may shut, and what he locks, none may open. He shall be a seat of honor to his father's household. I will fix him as a peg in a firm place, on which all the substance of his father's household shall be hung. The sprouts and the leaves, all the small vessels, from bowls to all sorts of jars. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How inscrutable are God's judgments, and how unsearchable God's ways! For who has known the mind of the living God? Or who has been our God's counselor? Or who has given God anything so as to be repaid? For from God, and through God, and for God are all things. To God be glory forever. Amen. The word of our God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him in reply, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.